It has been an open secret for quite a few weeks, but today the great news for the Inishowen Peninsula was confirmed by Keith Pelly, Chief Executive of the European Tour.
We're here to announce that the Ballyliffin Golf Club will host the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. It is absolutely a stunning place.
The Dubai Duty Free Irish Open will visit one of Ireland's most iconic links courses in 2018 when Ballyliffin Golf Club plays host to the championship for the first time. And their general manager John Farran says it is a great day for all associated with Ballyliffin and it will be a huge boost for the region as a whole.
Ballyliffin Golf Club, we're delighted that finally the best kept secret in Irish golf is out. This has been many years in the making, not just over the last 10 but maybe 20, 30 years. The development of the club. We've come from a remote rural village in Donegal to probably one of the best links complexes in the world, and we're absolutely delighted at the vote of confidence from the European Tour and their partners in giving us this huge opportunity to showcase Ballyliffin, showcase Donegal and Derry and the region on a world stage to an event now which has become one of the premier golfing events in the golfing calendar in the world. The estimated economic impact of an Irish Open, Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, to a region is about 100 million in the week alone. The major benefit that we see is the scale of this event now. It's one of the premier golf events in the world. It's going into 420 million homes. The TV coverage is phenomenal. It's the opportunity to showcase not just Ballyliffin but Donegal and Derry and the region is invaluable to us. So, you know, the economic impact is one thing for the particular week that the event is there, but the long-term return on the investment that the area is making in bringing the event to Ballyliffin is immeasurable.
The announcement marks a new chapter in the history of the tournament as it makes its first venture to the northwest of the country, continuing a legacy which has seen it contested at many of the finest courses around the island of Ireland since it was first played back in 1927. Ballyliffin Golf Club features two courses, but it is the Dlashidi Links that was opened in 1995 and designed by Pat Ruddy and Tom Craddock that will host the event. And Pat Ruddy said it will provide a great test for the world's best golfers.
Most of my design career, I have been subject to some analytical comment to the effect that I build courses that can be a little bit testy. And if that is in any way true, it will be based on the fact that when given the opportunity to build a great anything, you try to build a great that. So in Ballyliffin, we didn't set out to build a normal golf course. We set out to build a great golf course. And all the hours that go in every year ever since, 25 years now and only starting, no stone left unturned. And they have a great greenkeeper now. There's a called Andy Robertson, and he works with the course convener of 25 years standing, Patsy Doherty. Those men, they work to the credo that we are ready any day for any event. So you could walk in any day, any year to Ballyliffin and play any event. The links is ready in design and in conditioning, which is superb.
And John Farran says that tournament host Rory McIlroy has a long-standing connection with Ballyliffin.
Yeah, well, from a very early stage, it was evident that Rory McIlroy was going to be the real deal. Rory first came to Ballyliffin in 2005 for our Scratch Cups, and he and his father, Jerry, attended every Scratch Cup until he turned professional. Rory played in a successful interprovincial, Ulster interprovincial team there in 2006, and we made him an honorary member just prior to his turning professional. I think he was 16 at the time. So Rory was part of the Faldo series and came to Ballyliffin for a week. It coincided with the revamping of the old links by Nick Faldo in 2006. So both of the Rory and Nick played in the opening four ball for the redesigned old links. So he's a long association, and both he and his father have a great graph for Ballyliffin and the area, and he's always spoken very highly of us, and we're grateful for that, because every little bit of positive news helps.
And Oliver Gilmore, Honorary Secretary of Ballyliffin Golf Club, was a happy man.
This is a tremendous day for Ballyliffin, something we've been waiting for a long time and building towards for a long time. Our club was really made for this, our course was made for it. and the people in Ballyliffin area and in the Shone area in general are absolutely delighted with this announcement today, and we look forward to it immensely.
So July 5th to the 8th, 2018 are the dates, and Ballyliffin is sure to provide the perfect venue for a tournament that is continually growing in stature. For Highland Radio Sport, I'm Dennis Kerwin.